Tax marks on Raleigh. April 15th, 2017. Bicentennial Plaza, Raleigh.
Disinvestment from our community.
That's right.
They should be supported with greater public investment in schools,
yes.
In roads,
yes.
In health care,
yes.
In retirement security.
Yes.
That kind of investment in our communities would create millions of good paying jobs and start to create an economy that truly does work for all of us, not just those at the top. So if we all work together today, and in the weeks and months and, unfortunately, years to come, we can drown out the fake news about Donald Trump's immoral tax plan by revealing the truth, just like we did with his immoral health care plan. And the first step to getting at the truth about Trump's tax plan is getting at Trump's tax returns. So that's why we're out here today. And Donald, we will not go away until we get them.
Thank you.
including this one. The richest 1% in this country hold about 38% of all privately held wealth. The richest 1% now own more wealth than the bottom 90%. The bottom 90%, however, hold 73% of all wealth. In 1952, corporate taxes were 33% of all revenue.
Yep.
In 2013, corporate taxes were 10% of all revenue. Corporate profits are at record highs. Folks, for the historians among you, we are living in a new gilded age. What does that mean in 2017? It means wealth concentrates at the top. The rich get richer. It means the rest of us feel fortunate if we financially tread water. It means good jobs are cut or sent overseas. It means corporations and the rich game the system to their advantage with their K Street lobbyists and campaign contributions. Ultimately, it means the American dream is almost impossible to achieve anymore. The deck is stacked against the average American. Last year, we elected a new president. A president who told us that he was for working people. That he would make things better for all Americans. That he was the candidate who would shake things up, make things happen, and drain the swamp. A lot of frustrated Americans, good Americans by the way, some of them, family members, friends, neighbors, took a chance, hoping for real change, and pulled the lever for Donald Trump. They were tired of the status quo, and they wanted a better, fairer America. I think it is fair to say that so far, they are sadly disappointed. So we are here today, along with thousands of others across the country, to remind Mr. Trump what we want and don't want. We want an end to the rigged tax system, rigged for the wealthy and corporations. For the those with the ability to pay a fair share. We do not want Trump's $6 trillion tax plan, which extends the swamp, and is a massive giveaway mostly to the rich corporations. We want transparency. So Mr. Trump, release your tax returns. Show us you have nothing to hide. Show us you pay a fair share. Show us you avoid foreign investments. We don't want Trump care or its ilk, because it contained massive cuts for the wealthy while stripping health care away from millions of Americans. How does that help working people? It doesn't. Finally, we want you to invest in America, to make America greater than it already is. Not make America great again, make America greater than it already is. Invest in our infrastructure, invest in green technology, invest in clean air and water, invest in our teachers and schools, invest in Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, invest in the Affordable Care Act by making it better. Help workers, create jobs, create an economy that works for all. Finally, I will leave with you the words and advice of our 32nd president, Franklin Roosevelt. Words Mr. Trump would do well to heed. And I quote, "The test of our progress is not whether we add more to the abundance of those who have much. It is whether we provide enough for those who have little." Thank you.
All right, our next speaker is a small business owner from right here in downtown Raleigh, Zach Medford of Isaac Hunter Hospitality.
Knesset, that Washington can hear us too today. I'm here on behalf of local small business owners and our employees. I am here as a member of the service industry and as a tax-paying American citizen. I know who doesn't. Donald J. Trump. That's not fake news. Donald Trump has given us nothing but excuses about why he won't release his taxes. He claimed he wasn't allowed to release them because he was under audit. The IRS said he could. Now the campaign is over and we're still hearing excuses. Kellyanne Conway told us that Trump won't release his taxes because nobody cares about them. Well, let me ask you something, Raleigh. Do you care? Yes, we care! Yes, we care!
Yes, we care! Yes, we care! Yes, we care!
Today, we are here to call on President Trump to release his tax returns and show us just what he's hiding. We demand to know what foreign entanglements he is subject to and just who is calling the shots at the White House. We deserve a president who will tell us the truth. We deserve a president who stands by his word. We deserve a president who is looking out for all Americans, not just his billionaire buddies on Wall Street. This country badly needs real tax reform, but will Donald Trump give it to us? Instead, he's going to line his pockets by stealing from the American people through an aggressive tax scheme targeting the middle class and the poor. A strong middle class is the key to America's success.
Yes.
Yet Trump is doing everything he can to destroy it. Let me tell you guys something. It's more than a great swamp than an alligator. If you're afraid of Donald Trump and his administration to lie to our faces every day, no, it's not okay, and we are not okay. What we need in this country are leaders who will tell the truth. We need leaders who will speak out against the tyranny of the overwhelmed. We need leaders who will make all America great again, not just those who can afford lawyers and accountants to cheat the system. We need leaders who will stand up against bullies like Donald J. Trump. Stand with me today as we take the fight to the ballot box. Release your taxes!
Release your taxes! Release your taxes! Release your taxes! Release your taxes! Release your taxes!
Don't forget the GOP!
Thank you.
Let me scoop it up here. Thank you.
We, the citizens of America, live in a capitalist society where trade is controlled by owners of private businesses. Our society is built so we can become popular resources that you can have more money back, you can become wealthy. In Albert, Virginia, a colony of Britain, tobacco proved to be one of the most profitable resources in Virginia. Businessmen did cheap labor to pay for their tobacco bills. As cheap labor became a trend for businessmen to save more money and get richer, Africans will be introduced to the colonies and exchange from the chest of Indian trade.
Could I get a shot of your sign? That's photobombing me. Thank you. Oh yeah, let me see it back. Thank you. I make good stuff. Thank you. about 20 times the number of people here has had that Trump rally.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even more.
I remember your pictures.
I mean, you could fit the number of people in this whole area right here. Yeah,
is it on your turf here?
Yeah, it is. I'm not going inside, but I know this area well. You can get up there, you can get some good shots. I can kind of muscle my way in front of those
people. Yeah, I started out up there because I thought it would get crowded, and then I just kind of been working around.
Yeah. This, I almost didn't come down here, but since I'm
not sure. I didn't know if you would or not.
I decided to, so.
You could spend all of your time covering these things.
I know, here. It's kind of addictive in a way.
Yeah. I thought this was pretty good.
It's a great turn.
I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, it was a little... I thought it was a little odd to do it out here on the mall because, you know, the end of the weekend we were open and everything, but it's a great venue.
Yeah, beautiful weather. Lighting's pretty tough in here.
Oh, it's terrible. We have an event a lot of times where they put a stage right there for dinners and then you have to shoot into it. The Indian thing with all the dancers, all the color.
Yeah.
It's just brutal. I mean, it was film flash in there. You can't, and everybody was always going like this. And finally, they moved it down here.
Oh, good.
About this time of day.
Yeah.
In the fall, though.
Right.
And so I knew. I was like, well, which side are they going to do it? You know? It's like being in a slot canyon in here. I knew because the. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's just brutal. Here, so. What are you going to do?
Oh well.
So I. I thought it was going to be a little cloudy today.
Right.
I was
thinking,
perfect.
Yeah.
In that event, I've shot like 20 of those. The Indian things.
Yeah.
There's only been one. There's only been maybe. It's never rained. It's came close.
Right.
And there's only been one time where it was cloudy. And I was able to actually get like some wide angles with the building
right
in front of the people. Otherwise, it's just like sun.
And they probably all say, "Hey, Kent, why don't you shoot some great pictures like you did that one year?"
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Well. Yeah, it's just exactly brutal. Yeah, brutal. You know, sometimes they have this at this African American event, they'll have these marching bands.
Right.
They march up here with all the chrome outfits.
Yeah.
It's just like dark, the contrast,
dark
skin.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my god, no. So, you know, you're preaching to the choir here.
all the film flash you can get.
Exactly. We used to have to shoot that stuff on chrome film, and it was just miserable. You know? So. Yeah, what are you going to do?
see you around.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Thank you.
and groceries in Parchester.
Show more taxes! Show more taxes! Show more taxes! Show more taxes!
Show your taxes! Show your taxes! Show your taxes! Show your taxes! Show your taxes!
It's shady over here.
No more taxes. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm working on weed. Where are you?
I do too. I work as a photographer, actually.
I know.
This is like a vacation. This is like a vacation to me. I work inside. Well, it's a beautiful day. Just enjoy it, you know? You can hardly hear him over here. That's what I'm going to do. I was talking, I got carried away.
Money for jobs and education, not for war and deportation.
transportation. We're for jobs and education.
Not for war and deportation.
I just document this stuff. I actually have a collection at UNC in the Southern Folklore Collection.
Oh, cool.
I've been shooting. I work for the state government as a photographer, but I'm off the clock. We don't cover this kind of shit. So,
will these photos be anywhere public?
Eventually they will be. If you go to the Southern Folklore Collection, there's a Kent Thompson collection.
Okay. Are you Kent?
I used to shoot. I don't have a card, but I used to shoot a lot of music, so they've got a bunch of music stuff.
Okay. I've seen you around a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually work right down here. But we're for the museum, but we don't cover news. I've been shooting protests down here for years. Like really long time. Before the internet.
Wow.
So but they got it at UNC. It's probably some pictures of you.
Texas.
Yeah, I'll be in touch.
I got a lag time of about 3-4 months before I, since it's not for work.
Sure,
I edit and then I transfer them and then they like ingest them. But
okay.
There's a lot of stuff on there right now from the World Mondays.
Oh, good.
And some other stuff, some Tea Party shit and things like that.
Oh, right.
I gotta tell you, I did those Trump rallies down here. You guys got probably 100 times as many people.
Oh, I believe it. We were down here too.
Yeah. So, anyway. Nice meeting you.
You too.
Don't
thanks
tell
again.
People I want your steak on me.
I won't.
Please.
serious?
What you done?
I mean, the upside of all those.
Show your rumors.
An exercise group over at the Capitol. Have a permit. Cap Police telling them to leave.
DC Capitol 7 times. I'm protesting this one.
Show your Texas! Show your Texas! Show your Texas! Show your Texas!
sounds like a family reunion of some sort.
Impromptu march. It wasn't supposed to be out here. It's a beautiful dog. Hey, how you doing today?
Release your taxes! Release your taxes! Release your taxes!
Release your taxes! Release your taxes! Release your taxes!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like! This is what democracy looks like! This is what democracy looks like! This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Meanwhile, back to the legislature building, they have marched. Losing a few people along the way, but still a sizable crowd. There's very little Capitol Police here today. I think it's because it's a holiday weekend. I think eventually they will show up, though. Because you can't have this many people out here without security for the buildings.
You told me to show us one picture.
That's all.
Let me see it.
I know. I don't
fair. And yeah. I mean,
we're really good friends.
Sorry. You know, I don't.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
This way.